Random Podcast with your hosts, Jonathan Alice Sayup and Chris Panic.
So, hello everyone. Chris, how you doing?
How am I doing?
Yeah, how are you? How have you been?
I was good.
You're not doing good now?
It's hot in my room, dude.
Bro, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Bro, you made me turn off my air conditioner. Like, why would you make me do that?
Dude, shit. Are you playing Madden while we record?
No. Why would I do that?
Are you playing 2K?
No, I'm not playing any video games.
Bro,
you know this about me. How long have we been cousins? We went over this in another episode. Cousins for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the whole thing. Cousins for a very long time.
Okay.
What's one thing you know about me?
You're fat.
What else?
No idea.
I don't like video games. You know that. You know that about me.
Dude, all I hear is button mashing.
No, you don't.
Bro, you're not playing video games right now?
Like I said, cousin to cousin.
If I text your sister and ask her to walk in on your room and tell me what you're doing, she's not going to text.
She's not in the house, so she couldn't know.
Dude, we hear it. Everyone listening hears it.
No one hears anything, bro.
Dude, you're legitimately playing Madden while we record.
And no, I'm not.
All right, you're not playing. What are you playing then?
Play Madden. It's not the point, dude. Yeah. Why do you gotta do this to me?
Because we hear the clicking and the... Dude, we hear you getting frustrated. I can tell by how hard you're pressing the X button on your PlayStation controller how frustrated you are.
Let's go over this. Another thing you know about me as a cousin. What am I doing right now?
You're making trades.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're doing deals.
Bro, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This year's Madden, worst thing ever. Every player gets hurt every game. It doesn't even happen in real life, bro. How many NFL games have been on so far? Like 90 games? How many people got hurt in the game?
Maybe over 9,000.
It's terrible. It's an unrealistic game. It's bad. Madden is bad every year. And not only is it bad every year, it gets worse every year.
Last year's was pretty fun. I enjoyed last year's. I bought this year's game, and I haven't played it in about 10 days.
About that, too, dude. You played it at the end. After all the bugs and kinks are worked out, you had, the finished version. So I'm sure it was awesome.
It was fantastic. I don't know. Why did they need to change anything? Like, if you had all the bugs figured out, why not just release that game this year with updated rosters?
Don't they just do that?
No, because this year's game sucks.
I don't know, bro.
Speaking of Madden, they still call? Yeah, go ahead.
I don't like, bro. Isn't John Madden dead already? Like,
you're asking why they still call it Madden?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know if John Madden's alive or dead, but I know he doesn't. He's not relevant,
bro. If he's not dead, he's senile. And if I ask Madden what play I should run, he probably wouldn't have the best idea.
And even if he did have his wits about him, he's so far removed from the game, he wouldn't know anything.
Right.
Let's Google him real quick.
He'd probably tell me to use a fullback. No one uses a fullback, dude.
He give it to Mike Allstott. Or Allstott. Allstott.
I'm not going to lie. I still use a fullback, but that's not the point.
Because you're old school. So he's 82 years old.
He's 82?
Yeah.
He's going to die soon, too.
He hasn't done broadcasting, Chris, since 2009. Think about that. It's almost been a decade, and the game is still named after him.
Bro, they should just name it Football Game.
Football Game 2018.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no... Why don't they just call it NFL?
Sports.
There's like no other football game, so you could just call it NFL Football 2018.
NFL sport, and then the year.
Athletes 2018. It's in the game.
Bro, I'm a big advocate of just calling it sports. Make it one big game. I'll have all the sports in it and just call it sports.
Or you can call it the Olympics.
No. Just sports.
Are you going to give it a year or no?
Should we?
What if they? How shitty would it be if they only made new sports games every like 5 years?
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Right?
That wouldn't be good at all, actually.
Yeah, I know.
But like having it every year is also not good.
Exactly. Just stop making sports games.
No more sports, dude?
Listen. The way I see it, when you manufacture something every year,
right,
with no competition, your product is going to suck. How about take 2 years off from making sports video games and figure out a way to make a good sports video game instead of a mediocre to bad sports video game every year? I would spend $120 every 2 years on a basketball game. Just update the rosters. Charge us like $20 to update the rosters for the following year while you rework things and make things better.
Would you actually, though?
Yeah, I think I would pay $20 for an updated roster. Like, obviously, it has the new facial scans and stuff like that. But, you know, spending $60 and some change on a new game every year that's only worse than the year prior, but we put up with it because there's no NBA competition. There's no NFL competition. It's the same shit every year. And we put up with it because we have no choice.
Yeah, we don't have any choice at all, actually.
Exactly. It's a fucking monopoly.
Yeah, but sports, though?
Say sports again.
Yeah, bro. I mean, what are you going to do? Doesn't everything eventually just become a monopoly?
Yeah, speaking of monopoly, it's like, Disney and, Fox merged? Like, that's
when almost did that happen?
That's been ongoing for a while now. I think the only thing that Disney's not taking is, like, The Simpsons, but they have It's Always Sunny and, American Simpsons, Horror Story.
No one wants to watch The Simpsons.
Well, The Simpsons is the only thing that Fox really has going for them, so.
Yeah.
I think Universal might have a stake in The Simpsons, too, which is why they can't sell The Simpsons to Disney. Really, what Disney's trying to do is take away all the properties, like the intellectual properties that Universal Studios has at their theme parks. And they know a big part of that is The Simpsons. So they took that. I think them taking over Marvel was more so about the theme parks than it was about the movies. So, yeah. It's become a monopoly.
Oh, yeah, I guess that. Yeah.
Dude, they took Star Wars, too.
I still don't get why people like that.
Dude, you just don't like anything that lots of people... Like, if there's a large group of people and they like something, chances are you don't like it.
I mean, that's true.
Like, that's Rick, true. Rick called you out for being a hipster. Because of that.
The
fact that he called you that, and I was like, yeah, he's got a point. And then he says Nickelback. And I'm like, Rick, nobody likes Nickelback.
The Nickelback thing was...
Yeah, nobody likes Nickelback.
But here's the thing. It just, like, further proves my point. Rick just thinks everyone who does music is good at music. You ever hear him say something's bad? Like, musically?
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yeah, I've never heard Rick say
that. Juan does that shit too.
No. Juan will talk shit sometimes. Juan talks shit. I've heard
does
him.
He?
Yeah.
You sure, bro?
Yeah. He'll call someone trash.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. KV's another one though. Likes every music.
Every
song he likes it.
Yeah, but KV's, you know. you know.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Yo, speaking, like, I was just going to bring this up. What? are you laughing because you're thinking of Mike Tyson?
No, I'm laughing because of how rude that conversation just was. But anyway, continue.
Well, it wasn't rude. It was true. We were talking about you being a hipster and Rick being right up until he mentioned Nickelback.
Right.
And then you brought up a good point. Like, I've never heard him say anything bad about any musician.
Yeah, but, like, why can't we show KV a little respect right now?
We do. We say he has muscles all the time.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Continue. We don't say that about anybody. Rick's in great shape, and we never compliment his muscles.
Mm. Yo, he is in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he is.
He's gotten what the kids would say, swole.
Swole nation. Speaking of, and, you know, we're talking to Neil the other day.
Were we?
Well, this about a week ago. And he said we talk about Kevin King too much. And I don't agree because I enjoy talking about Kevin King. He's probably
the I don't most... really agree either. I don't think we talk about Kevin King enough.
Yeah, he's our most loyal listener, I think.
Like, it's not enough time to say all the sweet and wonderful things about the young man, Kevin.
That's the thing. I don't think people realize how great he is.
No, it's tough to express it to words, man.
Here, and this is going to sound super gay, and like it's going to be me saying something very nice. But think about all the people, at least for me, think about all the people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Only a handful of the people that I personally know that I'm friends with are actually unique individuals. Most of my friends are just clones of other people, like personality-wise. There's nothing original about you. I only like you because you put up with me. And you don't ask anything of me. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, all right. I think that's how I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I think that's how a majority of friendships work. But Kevin King is unique as fuck. Like, he's into the most generic things in the world. You know, like John Mayer and Goo Goo Dolls. And being cucked. Yeah. He's, like, very, like, generic. But as a person, as a whole, like, who he is, the way he comes across to people, the way he interacts with people, just the way his fucking brain works, very unique. Maybe that's why he has to like generic shit. He doesn't have room for any more uniqueness, so he has to, you know. No?
You think because of who he is as a man, like his personality, you're saying that there's not enough room for him to be eclectic in his other whatever. I know what you're trying to say. I'm too dumb to articulate it right now, but
usually it's the other way around. See that,
where like people are too what explain what's the other way around. Why can't I think of what the other way around is?
Like let's see, for example, I'll take me for example. I feel like I have an eclectic taste in music and movies and hobbies, but as a person, I'm fucking boring, dude. I'm a really boring dude. I'm super generic. I think I have like a relatively unique sense of humor, but that's not really enough to separate me from anybody because there's a ton of people who have like really twisted senses of humor. So
I mean, you're just any run-of-the-mill hipster.
Exactly. That's my point. And so are you. If you weren't 600 pounds, you'd just be a regular dude.
You're kind of right about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's only a select few people who are always
wondered, like, if I do lose a significant amount of weight, do I lose my powers? Do people even like me at that point?
They'll like you, but you'll be less of a commodity. People see you and they see, oh, that's a fat fucking guy. Let me go talk to him. Let me pick his brain. And then suddenly they get to know the real Slim Shady, and they enjoy the real Slim Shady. But if you lose weight, nobody's approaching you. You're just a skinny guy on the street.
I'm just another...
Like, listen, think about this. If someone has sex for you, let's say you're on Tinder and you fuck somebody, right?
Right.
They could say, yo, I fucked a 500-pound dude with a beard. Now, if you lose weight, let's say you're 200 pounds, somebody fucks you. Oh, I just fucked a guy. Like, everybody fucks a guy, but nobody's fucked a 500-pound guy with a beard. Am I wrong?
I mean, you're not wrong. I'm almost perplexed.
Perplexed at what? That you shouldn't lose weight?
This revelation. I mean, no, I gotta lose weight, but like this revelation of me being, part of me always thought, hey, you're a special guy. There's something about you, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not so special.
No. Dude, it was like when I was skinny.
Are we getting dark right now?
Yeah, we are. It's like when I was skinny. I got like, all of a sudden everybody wanted to talk to me and hang out with me. And it wasn't because I was skinny. It was because I used to be fat and then got skinny. So maybe there's hope for you. People enjoyed me because like, oh, there's the guy that lost 70 pounds.
Post those pictures on the internet and then sell fit tea.
Fit tea? What's that?
You never seen like the hot sluts? I'm not going to use. Let's not. All right. Let's take that back. They're not sluts. Right? We're not going to slut shame on this podcast. Cut it out. These nice young women.
Yeah, he tells me to cut it out. He's the one who he called them sluts.
I'm telling us all to cut it out. All right?
Who is us all? It's only two people on the podcast.
Doesn't matter. Everyone listening, they're not sluts.
Yeah, all 21 of you.
They're nice women. Anyway, as I was saying, nice women on the internet who like work out and show their buttocks in underwear and stuff like that. They like always sell like fit tees and stuff. And even Kylie Jenner was doing it for like a brief time when she wasn't a billionaire. So you like, I would put the link in my bio, right? Mm-hmm. And then they code like, oh, type in Chris Panic at checkout for 15% off and stuff like that.
That's what we need for our podcast, too. We need advertisers. What I'm going to look for, and if anyone's listening, if you can help me look, I doubt any of you will, but I figure I'll put it out there. Maybe someone will come through. I want to find a network to host this podcast so that we can get advertisements, because I would love to read advertisements like that.
Yeah, me too. I think if there's one thing we'd be good at, like maybe we're not good at podcasts, but we could definitely read advertisements.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would be so good at that. Like, yeah, type in Friends with
Bill Burr is the king of the advertisement, I think.
You think Bill Burr is?
Yeah. Oh, by far. Easily. He does it the best. Because he doesn't give a fuck about the advertisement, and he makes it hysterical.
I like the way he does it, but I also like Chris D'Elia's way of doing it, because you can clearly hear in his voice that he does not want to do it. And he just says what, and if he fucks up what he's saying, he just continues going because he doesn't care.
Yeah, that is true.
What kind of products would we want to advertise, though? I know you're big on MeUndies.
I was about to say, I love MeUndies. Even though the durability of, you know what, they lasted me a while. I can't say. The undies was awesome when I was wearing them. Now I'm a Calvin boy, you know, looking like, I've heard and I've been told that I do look like Justin Bieber in my Calvins.
Jesus so Christ.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Marty McFly wore Calvin Klein's.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's why his mom / whatever her name was, called him Calvin, because when she took his pants off after he fell out of the tree and almost got hit by her dad's car, or Marty's grandfather, I should say, you know, she took off his pants and he was wearing boxers or underwear that said Calvin Klein.
I actually have a meme that I wanted to send you that I saw that was hysterical, that was whatchamacallit related.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You know I love Back to the Future.
But that's not the point. You want me to be real honest, dude?
Yeah.
I'm at the point in my life where, I mean, I make an average salary, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not making a ton of money. So I'll advertise anything.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. I'm with you. Thing is, like, so I'm in the same boat as you. I make an average amount of money. I actually probably make more than most without a college degree, so I consider myself very lucky in that regard. However,
you make, all right?
What's that?
That was a little douchey, bragging about all the money you make, bro.
No, I don't have money. I'm just saying, like, I'm very fortunate to just be able to make average amount of money considering I don't have a college degree. You are too.
Hey, I'm not here to. I'm not going to brag, all right?
But it's true. We're very fortunate, so I don't want to make it seem like we're saying, oh, like, poor us. Like, we'll market anything. You know, but I think, you know, I don't know, making an extra $500 a month each, promoting dildos from the local sex shop. Oh, I'll do
no
it.
No problem doing that.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, dealies, dude. I'll promote dealies all day long. No problem.
I would like to promote like different kinds of colognes. That
weird
would be
thing
fun.
To promote.
Yeah, but like nobody would know if we're lying. Like we can say it smells like cat piss and ginger ale, and people would still buy it because they trust us.
Does anyone actually trust us? Do you trust me?
Yeah, I trust you.
Well, we do a lot of trustful exercises.
Yeah, exactly. We do that. I trust Neil and King. I don't trust Steve.
You can't trust Steve. If you look in his eyes, there's something about his eyes that aren't trusting.
It's not even his eyes, dude. It's his ears. Anybody with ears that big, dude, they know something that we don't.
He gets good reception.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably why he's running late to work all the time.
But why?
Too many, like, signals interfering with his signal. He gets lost on the way to work. Forgets what he's supposed to be
his
doing.
His GPS gets scrambled.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to reboot him every couple hours.
Makes sense. Yeah. No wonder why. Reboot him every couple hours. Makes sense.
Yeah. He's a robot.
Why he's so slow.
Esteban.
It's like when your computer starts running slow and then you got to restart it and boom. Yeah. Brand new computer.
Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I found out the secret to Steve.
There you go. You unlocked him. Can I ask you something?
No, but go ahead. All
right. So I didn't tell you I was going to bring this up, but it just popped into my mind. If we go to a concert together, you and I, let's say we see a band like Thursday, right?
Right.
It kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, about us being, like, unoriginal. Let's say we go to see a band like Thursday.
Right.
For an anniversary show of one of their classic albums.
Okay.
Do we fit in or no? Or do we kind of stand out from the rest?
Yeah, I don't know. Going to shows is weird. Like, any show I went to, like, the fans never made sense. Like, it's always weird. But what I noticed is at rap shows, more so than like, rock shows, there's more, like, promiscuous women looking to, like, fuck the rapper or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, it also doesn't make sense because, like, yo, chances are he's not going to fuck you, actually.
Well, my experience
is... enjoy the music.
My experience is I go to concerts, and I look like I fit in, but I also don't look like I'm... at least I feel like I'm not cool enough to be those
places. I feel like you fit the part at, like, the kind of music that you like, you know?
Yeah, but then I get there, I'm like, yo, I'm, like, the least cool dude here. Like, there's dudes who have beards that are better than mine. And they have, like, tattoos, and they have great hair, and they have, like,
girlfriends
with,
like... Well, your beard isn't good, though.
Well, I know that. I know that. So, but I'm saying, like, I see dudes there that look like awesome people. Like, tattoos, perfect beard, perfect hair. They have girlfriends with tattoos all over. Like, that person's a cool guy. And then I also see people without beards, and I'm like, yo, I got a better beard than him. But that guy's, you know, decked out in, like, really cool clothes. And, you know, he's, like, super skinny, so he looks the part, and I'm, like, chubby, and I look around, and I was like, well, then there's the older dudes, the older hipsters that are, like, balding and have shitty beards, and, like I said, they're chubby, and they dress like shit, but they're cooler than me because they've probably been listening to that band for at least 10 years longer than me because they're 10 years older than me, so I can't compare to them, so I just go to these places, and I just feel... left out.
Like less of a man?
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Like, Sometimes I'll go to a show and I'll be like, all right, yeah, I fit in here. I'm the OG now. I'm the cool guy. But if you're like with a band like Thursday playing.
Yeah, but is the OG a cool guy? Is an old guy going to a concert cool?
Well, it depends. It depends on how they carry themselves. If it's an OG going there and just bragging about all the shows he's been to prior, like, yeah, I saw these guys back in 2001 when they fucking opened for Titty Meat back in some club.
Yeah, in Jersey. That guy definitely sucks.
Yeah, that guy sucks. But if it's just a regular guy and you're talking to him, he's like, yeah, I've seen them a few times. Really good show, you know, and you just talk about other things other than that, but he like makes you aware that he knows the band longer than you but doesn't brag about it. That's a cool OG. That's the kind of OG I feel like I'm going to become in like 7 years. Maybe I won't, though. Maybe I'll feel so shitty about myself and need to establish self-worth by telling people that I saw Glassjaw at an album release show for an album that isn't going to be considered a classic.
Yeah, that sucks. You kind of sound like a loser, dude.
Yeah, if I did that, yeah. But I'm like, if we go to Thursday, like, that's a band with a pretty decent following, you know, especially within that genre of music, playing in New York, Brooklyn, I think, which I would imagine is kind of like a hometown show because they're from Jersey, like, right across the bridge. And, like, there's going to be people there, dude, that have been listening to them way longer. There's probably going to be people there that knew of them in, like, 1996. Like, yeah, I fucking saw them play my friend Danny, his house. They played his house, bro. Like, I'm never going to be able to compare that. And you just started listening to Thursday, like, a year and a half ago.
Should I pretend like I'm, like, the biggest Thursday fan? Like, I should look up, like, odd facts about them. You ain't gotta get me laid.
No, bro, just lie. Just say, yeah, my friend Craig, yeah, back in 1999, I was fucking 7 years old. Thursday played his house. They were in his kitchen, bro.
Is that a thing that people actually say?
What? Like they've gone to house shows?
Yeah.
I think it's such a rare thing to actually have a house show. For any established band that's touring, chances are they didn't have a house show in your town. So unless it's like a band from your town, you're probably not going to hear it. Like, if you went to a Glassjaw show in Long Island.
I told you my, this kid Pete, he was in college or whatever. And I guess the weather was bad or some fucking shit. And drugs played in his dorm room because they needed somewhere to like stay or I don't know I don't know what the whole story was, but he had drugs play in his dorm.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah except yeah, like, I mean, what's his name, who's the lead singer from Drugs?
Craig Owens.
Yeah, he like prayed before he like, yeah, he's like, yo, lame. Can I get a room to pray in? And like he prayed that's before lame. He like performed. It's weird.
Apparently, Chiodas used to play a lot of house shows, like, back before they were, like, a thing.
Should we play a house show? Should we do, like, a house podcast? Like, do this in one of our fans' house?
What I would love to do is actually legitimately host a house show. Not, like, a podcast, but, like, get a band that's, like, not super big, but enough to bring, like, 100 to 200 people to a house, and then go to one. Because I've never experienced that. I don't know any bands in Orlando that have taken off, and then you can come back 10 years later and be like, yeah, back in 1991, Creed, Scott Stepp, he played my stepbrother Daryl's fucking house.
Like, why do you keep Orlando, doing that voice? That's not a good voice.
Because I feel like that's how someone who would, you know, brag about that, I think that's how their voice would sound.
The guy sucks. So does your impression. Your impression of him may be worse than him.
My impression of the guy that doesn't exist sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yo, you should wear skinny jeans when we go see Thursday.
Bro, I can't wear skinny jeans.
Listen, what we'll do is we'll put you in skinny jeans and maybe like a bomber jacket with a band shirt underneath. Of a band you've never heard of, but will lie and say you have just to get you laid, just like we tried to do with KV when he saw Let Live. No.
Yeah? KB really did that?
Yeah, he did. I told him which band to buy.
KB's the man. What band?
And he bought the... who the fuck was it? Hold on, let me look it up. Hold on. Give me a second. Give me some time. Bro, I'm almost there. A Converge. That's what they were. That's what their name is. Converge. By the way, you don't know them, so you probably won't have much to comment.
No idea.
But they're so popular, and everybody seems to love them, at least people who like really love like post-hardcore and punk. I think they are the shittiest band. They are undeserving.
And I don't think anyone who's listening to this will know who they were or care about who they are
or care about how rated they are. Yeah. Dude, people who listen to it shouldn't even care because it sucks. Anyway, you want to talk about basketball jerseys?
Sure. What up? What about them?
Cool. All right. What's your favorite basketball jersey of all time? Like, name some cool ones that you like.
The one that Bob Sura wore when he was on the Cavs.
That one's a cool one. The mid-90s Cavs jerseys. Sean Kemp wore that one, too.
Yeah, Sean Kemp's the man. Big fan of the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Oh, really? I don't like that one.
Really? Those are hard, dude.
Yeah. You know which one I really like? The mid-2000s Washington Bullets throwback that the Wizards were wearing.
Yeah, those were fire.
Those were cool. And then the alternate jerseys with the gold.
Joints were hard. You know which ones those I don't like? Which? Most of the Knicks uniforms. I miss the ones from like the mid-2000s with like the black on the side.
Gee, and I didn't like those.
Love
those. I liked the Celtics one, the one where the Celtics had the black on the side.
Those are okay. All right.
What about the P. Diddy designed Dallas Mavericks ones?
Oh, what were they, like green?
Green. Yeah.
You never bought one? I was saying, didn't you buy that?
I bought a throwback Dallas Mavericks jersey, but I didn't have that particular one. It's a shame. Like, I feel like today's NBA jerseys more or less suck.
I don't know about that. I feel like they look cool. I mean, most of the teams are cool.
Yeah, but there's not one that I'm going to look back at like 10, 15 years later and say, yeah, that was a really, really dope jersey.
I like the new Cavs ones, if you want me to be honest. If I could
really?
Yeah. I do. I think they're cool.
I don't like them. I like the color schemes. I just don't like the jerseys.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. All the jerseys that are out right now, it used to be the Magic jersey, not just as a biased thing. I thought when they originally announced those jerseys, like 2008, they were pretty cool. But it's been 11 years. Like, it's time for a change, so I don't want to go with them. But I like the Nuggets jerseys.
Like the new Nuggets jerseys?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like the yellow ones. I think the yellow ones are kind of corny.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I would have assumed you'd like those.
I like the old Nuggets jerseys, to be honest. And I don't really like that they went with like a weird dark blue. It doesn't make sense.
It's weird because if you look through their jersey history, they've had all different shades of blue. They've had dark blue, which they currently have. They've had baby blue, obviously, in the mid-2000s. And before that, in the 80s and the 90s, they had kind of your standard royal blue, which I think was pretty cool.
And I think they ruined the Warriors jerseys. I think the Warriors jerseys are pretty lame. But I think everything about Warriors are lame. You think
what about the Hornets jerseys?
The new, I don't like the Hornets colorway, to be honest. But
What?
what
Yo, that's my favorite thing about the
I
Hornets is the colorway.
sucks. What I do like about the Hornets though is the Jordan logo on it. I think that's cool. I think it was a cool thing to do.
It works.
Does
It
work.
definitely works.
Yeah, does definitely
I'm
work.
really upset that you don't like the colorway. Like, I love
Nah,
the colorway,
sucks.
dude.
Sucks. Sucks.
I'm really depressed about it. I'm
Yeah.
like I'm hurt. Like, my feelings are
Yeah,
hurt that
nah, it
you don't like
sucks.
them.
Absolutely sucks. Like, sucks a lot, actually.
Yo, I'm about to call someone out real quick. Why does Chevall own a Lakers jersey?
Oh, he bought the LeBron one, right?
Yeah, why? Like, as a
If
Magic
there's,
fan.
bro, but here's the thing. If there's one thing we know about Chevy, I love you, but like Chevy's a little bit of like a dick rider, team hopper when it comes to like
No,
basketball.
I'm not even gonna call him a team hopper. Because
Listen,
I know him to be a Magic.
he's loyal to the Magic, but I'm saying in terms
That's.
of like his like second team. He's kind of like, kind of uncool about it. What?
All right, think about this. I'm gonna use the what?
It was the Thunder for Mad Long and KD, and he was thundering up. And
Well, no, here's my thing.
Cavs.
So like, as a Yankees fan, let's say back in the day, Derek Jeter goes to the Red Sox. You
Okay.
love Derek Jeter, right? You're a Yankees fan. Not you, just I'm saying Yankee fans in general.
Bro,
You love Derek Jeter. You know, you appreciate everything he's done for the team and the game of baseball. But you're
Manny.
gonna buy a Red Sox jersey with Jeter?
No, he'd be crucified. He'd ne Bro, everyone would be burning his jersey. You crazy?
Exactly. All right. Now, but that's like a very severe scenario. Now let's do something a little less severe. Let's say Jeter goes to, I don't know, the Tampa Bay Rays. Is any Yankee fan buying that jersey? No.
No, probably
No.
not.
Because even though they're not the biggest of rivals, they're still rivals nonetheless. Now, the Lakers are a huge rival with the Magic
Are they?
for two big reasons. Yes. In 1995, the Magic go to the finals. They get swept by the Rockets, who were the more experienced team. But the Magic probably were the more talented team. Another run with that team, that Magic team, the Magic might have a championship by now. But what happened?
Didn't Shaq leave?
Shaq went to the Lakers. It happens, it sucked, and the Magic have a huge, part in what happened, but so does Shaq. Shaq, it is said, kind of early on, had one foot out the door to LA. He claims he didn't. He claims he wanted to stay. Money wasn't right, whatever. Anyway, then we get Dwight Howard. We go to the NBA Finals in 2009. Who do we lose to? The
Lakers.
Lakers. All right. A year after that, Dwight Howard's like, nah, I want out. I want to go to the Lakers. So what do? We traded him to the Lakers. So our two best players in franchise history ended up going to the Lakers. We were a far, we, we've been a farm team for the Lakers for quite a while. And we've lost to the Lakers in the finals. And even to a lesser degree, and this is turning into a basketball podcast, so I'm gonna stop pretty soon. But even to a lesser degree, there was debates in the early to mid 2000s who the best shooting guard in the NBA was. Was it T-Mac or was it Kobe? There was just too many rivalries, or I will say rival instances between the Magic and the Lakers for any Magic fan to own a Lakers jersey. It's that simple. You like LeBron James, buy a LeBron James Cavs jersey. I would still buy a throwback jersey for of a player that doesn't play for that specific team or that particular team anymore. I would buy a Stephon Marbury Timberwolves jersey.
I mean,
even though he finished his career with the Knicks.
I mean, I definitely agree. I mean, now Chevy looks super uncool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that didn't make sense to me. Like, you can buy any LeBron James gear you want, any jersey of his throughout history. I mean, people will say, oh, well, what if he bought a Cavaliers jersey? Isn't that still like a rivalry between the Magic and the Cavs? No, because the Magic kicked their asses. That's... That's why it's not a rivalry. The Magic kicked their asses one time. If it was an ongoing thing, yeah, maybe it's a rivalry.
Yeah, but see that doesn't make sense because the Lakers always beat up on the Magic and then take all their players. It's not really a rivalry. It's just the Laker fans. It is. It's just the Magic fans hating the Lakers.
Well, yeah, it's not a rivalry for Lakers fans, but it's a rivalry for Magic fans.
No, rivalry.
It's one of the few things that, like, we kind of.
It doesn't have to be a mutual thing to be a rivalry. No.
You're not going to continue? I'm asking. Oh, you're saying, well, no, I think the best rivalries are mutual things, like the Red Sox.
I think
Sox
the
and
term,
Yankees.
The phrase has to be two people, two things.
No, I don't necessarily agree because
Google it.
Of the
Google
history
the word, bro.
Between the two teams.
Google the word.
I'm not Googling it. I'm not Googling it.
I want
it.
A definition.
You know what I'm saying.
Nah, like, I want a definition, bro.
If there's an ugly history, bro. Right. Now you gotta stop playing mad. By the way, are you still throwing interceptions?
Hold on.
All right, he's not going to answer the question.
Competition for the same objective or superiority in the same field.
Oh, I guess the rivalry, or there's rivalries. A rivalry then. Rivalries. So I was right. So let's start wrapping this podcast up because I'd like to keep it under 50 minutes. I think we have one more topic we were going to talk about. Waiting in lines. I brought this up because... yesterday, I was at Universal Studios with my sister, and I told her we can go on any ride that has a wait time of 30 minutes or less. Anything over that, we're not riding, and she didn't understand why. And I told her, and I only told her this once, anything in which you have to wait 30 minutes to get isn't worth getting. If you go to a restaurant and you order a burger, and you wait more than 30 minutes for your food to come out, that burger wasn't worth it. That's your time. You wasted time.
Yeah, but that's stupid. That how wouldn't the burger that you're waiting time for, how would that be bad? Because if it takes mad time to make that burger, it's got to be the best burger in the whole world.
Not necessarily. Because here's the flip side to that argument. As you're waiting, you're getting hungrier and hungrier. You're like, oh my God, this burger is going to be so good. You're hyping it up for yourself. Then you eat the burger, and it's just a fucking burger. It's not this $300, you know, meal. It's not this super extravagant thing.
I think the burger analogy sucks. But, like, I agree that waiting in line for things suck. But, like... waiting in line for things didn't always suck. But, like, now that our attention spans as humans and the way we, like, get information is so fast, we've become impatient, whiny cunts. And you're an impatient, whiny cunt. But I am too, dude. I went to the Super Bowl. Hold on. I went to the supermarket yesterday. I maybe had to wait, like 10 minutes.
Wait, what are you, like, 76 years old calling it a supermarket?
What do you want me to call it? The food store? Okay. It's not a supermarket. It's a
just go to a store.
Yeah, but that's so vague. There's a ton of stores. That's fucking dumb.
What does it matter what kind of store you went to?
I'm being descriptive. I'm being descriptive and I'm painting this scene.
You used one extra word that I didn't need to hear.
No. You're wrong.
What's the difference between a store and a supermarket?
A store could be anything. You could go to a pants store. You go to a shirt store.
All right. Let's break down the word supermarket. What is a market? Tell me what a market is.
Market is where you go buy fucking things. You think of different types of markets.
All right, you buy things. It's a where you buy a place where you buy things, right?
Everyone knows what it
is. What is a supermarket?
A supermarket is a market on steroids. It has tons of things you can buy. hence the name soup. It's which, like, oh, what's a
which is a
what's
store?
A super Walmart. Oh, it's a Walmart that has fucking everything.
It's a place that I wouldn't wish any of my enemies to even have to venture into. Walmart sucks. Super Walmart is worse.
But I'm just saying. And,
but continue. Go continue with your story.
So I was waiting like 10 minutes maybe, and I was getting very upset because this fucking old bitch was like asking.
Whoa.
Fuck her. She's old. And I fucking hate old. That's another thing. I hate old people. I know it's terrible to say because I'm probably going to be old one day if I'm lucky. But fuck old people. I hope I'm not a shitty old person because most old people fucking suck. They can't read. They're squinting. They're complaining because something costs more than it did the last time they bought it. Lady, it says the price there when you're picking it up. If you don't want it, you can't afford it. Don't fucking buy it, you old bitch. Anyway, she was taking way too long. And I fucking hate it. I just wanted to buy my olive oil. That's it. I picked up three things. Two bottles of olive oil and some parchment paper. That's it. Quick, easy, run in, trying to get out. No, even the express line took way too long. And it's terrible. It's awful that I am this whiny and complaining. But being a human now in 2018, we're pampered pieces of shit because I can order all my groceries for the most part on Amazon Prime now and get them within 2 hours.
All right. I understand your pain. I do. Because I was going to follow up my Universal Studios thing with today I went to Taco Bell. Went to through the drive-thru. And
I did ordered
my food. And then I kid you not.
You, why did I do you what? You could just like DoorDash that.
Because I was already out and about, like I was already in my car, like I was coming home from work, so I didn't want to like go home and then spend $3 to have somebody deliver food to me when I can just drive through it on the way home. Anyway, so I ordered the food through the drive-thru, and everything seemed fine until it wasn't. I kid you not. That's funny. I'm making that a t-shirt. Kid, I kid you not. I waited for 15 minutes without moving an inch from the little
box. Did a car come behind? Oh, okay, that box. All right.
Yeah, there was.
As I was going to say, sometimes you wait too long to even like get to the box to say things, and then someone comes behind you, and then you can't leave at all because you're in like an awkward spot.
Yeah, well, that was the case. So we pulled out, and I went inside. And I was like, they're like, can I help you? I was like, yeah, I was in the line for 15 minutes outside, and we didn't move at all, and I just want to pick my food up from here. And those fucking people got an attitude with me. Like, I did something wrong. And they're like, oh, we're sorry, we're just super busy. If you see all the people out in the lobby and the line we're dealing with, it's just a big order. I look around at the lobby, dude. Everyone has their food. And I'm the inconvenience. Dude, if I wanted to wait 15 minutes for tacos, I would have gone home and made tacos. You inconvenienced me, not the other way around. If you didn't want to be inconvenienced by people who wanted tacos, don't work at Taco Bell.
The problem is
anywhere
too,
else in the galaxy. Nobody put a gun to your head and like said, work at Taco Bell.
But like a Taco Bell or McDonald's. And I know this is going to sound like probably a horrific thing to say. So I go to Jersey Mike's yesterday, and God, this is going to sound so bad. So I go to Jersey Mike's, and the dudes, just the people who work there, just they were like subhuman. You can't expect the quality of going to like a fast food place. And I don't think it's the same for supermarkets. I think usually, well, in my experience, when you go to a supermarket, it's like someone's mom, or like, you know, a young kid, whatever, usually like pretty normal. When you go to like a fast food restaurant, some pretty like there's a reason why they're working at a fast food restaurant. No. I mean, part of that is because of the wages they're paid. They don't pay enough for like, you know, someone to want to work there, especially in it's a shit job.
No, and
working in fast food sucks.
And that's the thing, I understand that and I empathize with that, right? I get it. But if Taco Bell isn't your thing, if you don't like it, there are other minimum wage jobs. Minimum wage companies.
But who does like who likes working at Taco Bell? There's not one guy on the planet. There's not one person on the planet who likes
But
working.
That doesn't mean that don't do your job. Like if you get paid to do $8.50 worth of work, then do $8.50 worth of work. It doesn't it shouldn't cost me $8.50 to tell you not to keep me waiting in the drive-through line for 15 minutes. Tell the car who's causing the backup to go park, and you'll bring the food to them. That's you working for $8.50 an hour. Now, here's the thing.
I feel like that's like $11 an hour. For $11 an hour, I'll do that.
Just to tell somebody to do something. Hey, just move your car up. That's nothing. That's the easiest part of the job.
Nah.
I worked at Taco Bell for like a month, and the most difficult part of the job was making the food, memorizing everything on the menu. That, to me, was more difficult than interacting with the customers. Telling a customer, like, hey, can you pull up and we'll have someone bring you the food? That's normal. But when you keep people waiting in line for 15 minutes for shitty food, it's going to bother people. And that's why you're probably getting such a bad rep from the general population. Do your job.
Nah, I don't think that. I think you're expecting too much for someone who makes age 50.
I don't think it's that big of a deal to ask somebody to move their car up. That's it. That's all you're doing. It's not like somebody's asking you to lift 800 pounds of steel over your head. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
Not necessarily, but not for 850.
Why not? What's so difficult about it? Just tell me what's so difficult about that, asking somebody to move their car.
Bro, I'm not going the extra mile for that little amount of money. I'm not.
It's not an extra mile. You already have to ask them, would you like any salsa with that? Or any sauce with that?
Bro, that's the extra mile.
Yo, can I ask you something? If you had a dog that was pacing back and forth and moaning and yelping and just doing dog sounds while you were recording a podcast, how would you respond to that?
I don't have a dog.
No, but if you did,
I wouldn't.
But in the outside chance that you had one,
if he was doing that, I wouldn't.
So you're saying I should kill him?
I'm not saying you should, but
you're also
not
saying that
I shouldn't.
But
I'm not saying you should.
So. Yo, if you guys are listening to this and you've made it this far, please let me know on Twitter whether or not I should kill Marty for ruining this episode. All right, time for shout-outs.
All right, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Who do I want to shout out? No, I don't really want to shout anybody out this week. I'm going to be selfish.
You're selfish. So Chris is shouting himself out. Chris did a good job this week doing whatever Chris does.
Shouting myself.
So I'm going to do a shout-out. This is weird because it's nobody we really know, but I'm going to shout out Jonah Matranga. I went to his concert the other night. Really good show. Love his music. Great voice. And he was a genuinely awesome guy. Before the show, I messaged him on Facebook and I asked him if he would consider playing a song that I really like. And he was like, yeah, you know what? I really love that idea. Thank you for asking. If the vibe is right, I'll play it. And lo and behold, at the end of the show, he ended up playing it, which I thought was really cool. And I talked to him for a little bit after the show. I bought his autobiography, autographed it. It was really cool. He was like, oh, I saw you. Like, I didn't even say anything. He was like, oh, I saw you come in. I'm really glad you made it. Did you like the song? I was like, dude, it was awesome to hear you play that. It was really cool. And I just got to chit-chat with him for a couple minutes. And, you know, I like when musicians, I think artists in general have this bad rep for being snobs, being pretentious. You know, when you're able to actually travel to sell whatever it is that you're doing, whether it be music, film, regular like people art, like painting and shit. I think a lot of people let that get to their head, and I'm just really glad that this guy's been doing it for so long, and he's just a normal dude. So shout out to him for remaining a regular dude. At what
point did you proceed to fillet him?
Oh, dude, I was so close, dude. I was so, you know, I was going to use both my hands, my mouth. Oh, dude, he was going to get it.
It sounds like he did.
No, but, you know, I think, and maybe I'm getting a little bit too deep here. I think when you've listened to music for so long and you meet somebody, you kind of build this image of them like, oh, wow, this guy is doing this. He's inspiring people to feel this way. And, you know what I mean? Like, if you met J. Cole and you found out, like, he was just a regular dude with no ego.
Bro, suck him right to the base.
Exactly. Anybody that you even remotely look up to in that regard, when you find out there's no ego and they're just regular, that's super cool. Like, you know, meeting Kanye West is going to be a disappointment. There's going to be nothing enjoyable about meeting a Kanye West. So, yeah, my shout out goes to him. I don't think so. I would blow my brains out. And I got one more. I got one more shout out.
Oh, you're still shouting out, huh?
Yeah. Just one more. Because Neil also said last week that I don't give him enough props, even though every single episode I've had nothing but nice things to say about him. Shout out to Neil. All
right.
Cool. And Noob Culture. Oh, we didn't do a throwback jam of the day. Who are you doing? Or the week?
End of the Road by
Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one, dude. I gotta give it to you. I love Boyz II Men. Mine is gonna be Asher Roth. Bastermating.
I hate you.
I hate you too. All right, so that is episode 666.
And for the record, we do know DeMario, so don't think we don't.
Yeah, just because he doesn't want to be on an episode of the podcast doesn't mean we don't know him.
We know him, all right? So fuck off.
Are people saying we don't know him?
I don't know, but just in case they were thinking it, dude, fuck you.
Fuck you guys. We know him. Look at my Twitter, bro. Look at it.
I know him. I fucking know him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you on his email chain that he used to send? No. Oh, God. I was.
Oh, fuck God. Off. People still send emails. You know who else we know? We know Frankie. You thought we didn't know Frankie?
Nope.
Sometimes I wish we didn't.
Me too. All right. Godspeed. All right.
Godspeed. Fuck off, everyone.